This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Joining me again, because it's Wednesday, is the man, the CEO, the founder of Second Call Defense. We are joined again by Sean Maloney.
Good evening, Bill. How are you tonight?
You've been running around a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been here and there, that's for sure, since we last spoke. I've been doing a lot of traveling.
Yeah. What, now, I know you've been doing a little work. How much of the work you've been doing has been for other things besides the thing that we need to talk about a whole lot, which is the board election?
Well, I've been very, very busy with Second Call Defense going in the new year, unveiling some great new things, getting a lot of new content, fresh and content on our website. And I'm sure all of your listeners have noticed our Facebook page and the changes we made to our website and Twitter. And so we've been busy doing that, making sure that our customer experience continues to improve. Working on articles on our members who have actually used firearms in self-defense, and then probably another 50% of the time in there someplace and working with an NRA board of directors. We had our board meeting last week, and there's a lot to get started with going into a new year. A little bit of celebration to be done because of the victory we had, but then you're hitting the ground running again because we realize that just put a bigger target on all of our backs. They're angry, I'm sure, and the Democratic Party at some point in time very soon is going to realize that there's not much of a Democratic Party left.
Yeah.
And the first thing you're going to do is come back and come out swinging and attacking. And I think that's, these ridiculous news stories about Donald Trump, they kill me. And CNN runs with them with no proof, no credibility. And, I'm hopeful that the rest of the media doesn't let them get away with that, because then they've totally lost mostly all credibility. And that's going to show you that the attacks on Donald Trump and the other side is going to do everything they possibly can to make sure he has a failed presidency. But I think, and I'm quite confident, with us behind him, the people that support him, believe in him, and wanted him in that office, we're not going to let that happen.
If I were a Democrat, what I would be doing right now, especially if I were a Democrat in charge of something, is I would be talking to everybody I can that's a Democrat and saying, we need to shut up and we need to regroup.
I'm not quite sure they realize how bad they got beat.
Well, it's not a matter of this one election. I mean, what they've done is they've painted themselves into a bunch of corners on the coast.
Talk about corners. I mean, everybody's in the corner right now. There's really not a lot of room for movement. And then, along those same lines, of course, I'm running for a seat to a re-election of the NRA Board of Directors. And lately, that's been consuming a lot of time. But I have an unbelievable staff of people, a staff of one, maybe, and some others that are involved. And you look at my Facebook page, Maloney for NRA webpage. A lot of information, a lot of good stuff on that, and I'm making sure that everybody knows who I am, what I do for the NRA, and how much I believe in this fight that we have every day.
Now, for everybody listening to me, now Sean's been endorsed by the Soldier of Fortune magazine, which makes me kind of think maybe Sean maybe eat snakes on occasion whenever they're in town. He's been endorsed by Amoland, which is, I think, the best news aggregator on in the United States when it has to do with gun stuff. And what I want to see happen is I want to see the score get run up. I want to see his score get run up. And you stop me when I'm telling the wrong thing. The last time Sean was running for this, at one point he decided to stop for the greater good of somebody else that he admired within trying to run for the NRA board. He just held up. And then he ended up on the board anyway. Sean is a rabble-rousing, havoc-creating activist. And now we get to exist in a friendly, non-hostile environment, which means we can actually go somewhere and do something. And for those of you that sit back and say, well, you know, the NRA is a bunch of old guys that go by the status quo and everything else. The NRA is going to remain that unless it is populated with Sean Maloney's and Tim Knight's.
Well, and I appreciate that, Bill, and you're exactly right. When I talked to a fraction of the 5 million fellow NRA members, you know, some of the things they say is that they like my energy. They like the fact that I still knock on doors, that I sit on the board of directors, but I work a phone bank, that I go to Columbus, Ohio, or I go to Connecticut, and I'm in their state houses, and I'm pushing for the greater good and reminding people what the Constitution, our civil rights, and our freedoms are all about. And that's what they like. I don't, you know, I'm not going to be hiding someplace on a golf course. I'm always going to be, what I do is what I do. What I do is knock on doors. What I do is ask people to get behind what they believe in. That's who I am, and that's my part of politics, my part of advocacy is pushing for what I want and then holding their feet to the fire when I get them there. Because we can't forget, and that's one thing that we can't get lackadaisical. I mean, we have that great opportunity right now. We have to make sure that it's going to happen. We can't let it happen. It is still our duty and our goal to make sure that we guide this great ship America in the direction that we know that it has to go. Because we knew the alternative, and we knew what it felt like to be heading towards Niagara Falls in a boat.
Well, the other thing about you is that you are equally, you're at home in a courtroom, you're at home with a bunch of grassroots people trying to, turn something where you're getting outspent 22-1. You're at home in a training environment where you're teaching, you're taking a demographic that has heretofore been thought of as sort of soft and sort of meek, and you're training them to successfully repel an active shooter in a school with the only thing that works to repel an active shooter in a school, which is deadly force. So I don't know what animal it is, but there's lots of animals that just sort of assume the color of their environment. I don't know. And here's the other thing, except for a few other guys, I don't know what the other guys, I've seen something. I got some message from some guy the other day. And I'm not going to mention his name because I don't care if he gets elected or not. But, I've never heard of him, and he's out there. I got a little video message from him, all nice and smiling and everything. It looked like a glamour shot.
I guess there's quite a few people that are going to do videos of some kind. I had a video shot at the Great American Outdoor Show last year, and I think I asked the person who had it to send them to him. I'm not sure if he's done that yet or not. But it's interesting. This is a different time. It's a different battle. It's a different fight, and it's a different race to sit on the board of directors for the National Rifle Association. And my purpose is to make sure that that I respect our founding fathers always, and that I always understand that we get the government that we deserve. And so we got to fight for it, and we have to remember that.
Coming up on the first break, first of all, if you're an NRA member, when it comes time to vote, please vote Maloney. Would you, could you? Because if you don't, we're going to have to start our own thing, and then you guys don't want to see that, trust me. It will be pandelirium. But coming up, we got three more segments of The World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Oh, yeah. Way ready. Joining me again, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. You and I were supposed to have a conference call this week, and I know I forgot. Did you forget?
Sure, I did, and we were supposed to have one. I think we're supposed to have a couple of them.
I'm definitely going to call you tomorrow at... You're in Central Time or Eastern Time?
I'm in Eastern Time.
I'm going to be calling you tomorrow between 10 and 11 Eastern Time tomorrow because I got an idea for something that I'd like to do for the reelection part. And I want to ask you how you want the endorsement because I'll be happy to give it to you. I just don't know how you want it.
Okay, that'll be a good conversation then.
So, as we go forward, I'm not that concerned with anything the Democrats come out with for the next 4 years, but I'm sure they are going to. What do you think is going to happen to them as they dig the hole? I mean, when you're in a foxhole full of water up to your chin and you still dig, I mean, what do you think they're going to do to themselves?
Well, you have to remember, they have a lot of support behind them, and they have a lot of resources. When you got George Soros, who knows what can happen? The Bloombergs, who knows what can happen? They will regroup, and like a wounded animal, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to mercilessly attack. You think about the confirmation hearings. We're going to have to treat confirmation hearings like they're about to vote on an anti-gun bill. We have to support Jeff Sessions for attorney general. What a great attorney general he's going to be! You know, he's not going to make new laws or try to create laws. He's just going to enforce the existing laws. And, you know, as an NRA member and as a member of the board of directors, certainly I'm going to support what he does. We have national reciprocity we can start thinking about. So everything that they're going to try to do to us, we have some good stuff that we can push down the road. I have no doubt in my mind that the Democratic Party will fight back. They'll be back. And if they have to restructure and realize that maybe their left-hand turn was a little sharp and they bring it back to mainstream, who knows what they can become. So we can't give up on that. But we have the opportunity, like Bill, you and I talked before, and the NRA members have the opportunity, your listeners, we have a chance to have national reciprocity. We have a chance to have suppressors not be an NFA item. Finally, the common sense is coming out that, you know what, why should I lose my hearing for the sport I love? There's just a number of different things that we can push, but it's going to take phone calls, and we can't let our left foot has to be on the throttle, and sometimes the right foot has to be on somebody's throat. But we can't get up.
In this run-up, you know, I know they always look at England. They want England. They want the gun control England has. And this would be one of those times where I would sit back and say, well, you like England, right? You like the way they do things. Do you know how you buy suppressors in England? Because in England, they treat a suppressor like what it is, which is a non-projectile-firing hollow thing. And you can buy one of those at any Ace hardware store there is. And I would be all down for, let's adopt the English policy on suppressors. Let's adopt the immigration policy of Mexico. I'm good to go.
Absolutely. That's the way it should be. So we have the opportunity to do some common sense things. But if you look at the NRA as a whole and what we need to accomplish, we need to strengthen ourselves right now. We have been on the defense for an awful long time. And even on the defense, we've accomplished a lot of great things as civil rights advocates, as pro-gun people, and as, you know, federalists and constitutionalists. We've done a lot of great things. Now the opportunity to be on the offense and really to educate people. And really, America's realizing that the gun isn't an evil thing that the progressives and the left has been trying to make us think for years and years and years. And simply that's because everybody has one. You know, when you're looking at 27 million firearms were purchased last year, 18 months of record sales over and over and over again. So I'm assuming that almost every household in America has a firearm now. They're using them, they're training, they're understanding them. They understand that the government doesn't choose how a woman chooses her own self-defense. You know, why have we been just arming people for year after year after year? I don't care whose parking lot you're in. You know, a right is a right. And we have the ability right now not to drive anything down anybody's throat, but to make the world understand. And if push comes to shove, we have the opportunity to have our way.
Well, we also have a reams of empirical evidence and data to support the idea that people that get vetted to carry a gun don't break the law. I mean, and that's that you would think that would be the kind of people you want to come into your city, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That's why there's not a city out there that doesn't want the National Rifle Association annual meeting members there. The biggest problem is there's so many of us now, there's very few cities that can hold us. The crime goes down. We're the kindest bunch of great tipping people there is. And over and over and over, the statistics of proving that the concealed carry holder, the gun owner, is the safest, most law-abiding segment of society. That is why when you argue or when you discuss firearms with the opposite side, they lie because they have to. They have no shred of evidence, no piece of statistical, empirical data to hold on to. They've lost it all. Their arguments have no weight and really can hold no water.
If you are interested, I just saw you. Did you answer? You can type about one subject while talking about the other one. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Anyway, if you are in the business, if you're in the industry, if you're just a regular citizen, if you're just a gun owner, and you want to endorse Sean, we will give out the URL for you to go to when we get back. And by all means, go there and do that, because this is a lot of bang for the buck. This is where you're getting out there and you're, you know, this is the all-wheel drive Bentley, if you will. And why shouldn't we have that? Why shouldn't we have somebody that's going to go out there and doesn't care if his nose gets bloody while he's fighting a fight, as long as he gets to win? And that's what Sean is, so... We'll give that URL out. In the meantime, if you're not a member of Second Call Defense, you should be. Simply because if you're carrying a gun, for whatever reason, if it is for defense, if it's in your house, in your car, on your person, if you ever have to use it, you're going to need him. You will need, if you use the gun, you will need to use Maloney and Company. Plus, you'll get to meet the Cult of George, who's just a wild man. When you get involved, Second Call Defense. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sold out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Live from the Second Call Defense studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Those of you wanting to endorse Mr. Maloney for NRA board, you can go to Maloney4NRA.com. Maloney4NRA.com. That'll be in the show notes with the podcast for those of you looking to find it. If you can't find it there, go to secondcalldefense.org, pick up the phone, call them. They'll tell you where to go because, after all, he is the boss dog. So joining me again from Second Call Defense is the boss dog, Sean Maloney.
It's, you know, it's amazing today's modern technology, but you're right. I have a Facebook page, Sean Maloney NRA. Yeah. If anybody would love to endorse me, just endorse me on there and we'll take care of it and post it. And then also on the MaloneyForNRA.com, that's there. And, you know, endorsements are important. It doesn't have to be Remington. It doesn't even have to be Bill Frady. It could be anybody out there listening right now. If you believe in me and believe what I'm doing, let the rest of the world know, and certainly I'll appreciate it. It's very humbling when anybody endorses me, and I guess use this as your personal invitation. Please, I'm asking for your endorsement. It'll help.
Indeed. You are, you know, one of the things that I like about you is that you're sort of like a political event first responder, you and your little gaggle of spec ops havoc wreakers, whenever you go somewhere. I mean, is the reputation built now to where if you and Knight and a few other people walk through the door, they're going, oh no, it's them?
That's what the feeling I like to have. Probably one of the two best moments of my life is when I had the opportunity to fly to Colorado and help them with the recalls. About 2 weeks before that recall, which really, really started the fire to get me out there, the Bloomberg bus came to town. They came to Columbus, Ohio, in our own backyard, and they're going to start picking on Rob Portman, my senator, about his views on firearms and whatnot. And so, myself and a few other Buckeye Firearms members and some other people, we got together, and we met them in Columbus near the Capitol Square where they were. And I think maybe six or seven people came out of the Bloomberg bus and were talking about how we needed universal background checks. Well, suddenly they looked up, and there's about 300 Buckeye Firearms supporters, members, and pro-gun advocates. And we turned their little rally, and the news was all there because they called them there, into our rally. And that turned the tide for Bloomberg coming to Ohio at that time. They really haven't been back since then. It was embarrassing, and it was all on film, and it was all on the news.
You know, I got told this. I was looking around for a set of sights today, and I called around to one of the people I knew that owns a gun shop that listens to me on the radio, and they changed the 4473 to cover private transfers. Did you know that?
No, I did not realize that.
It was so anticipated that we would be talking about President Pantsuit that they went ahead and changed the 4473. Now, you don't have to use those now, right? You don't have to use those. The old ones work too, but by a certain time, you will have to shift over to that one. And they thought at the ATF that she was going to be the president, so they changed the 4473 to reflect if it's a private transfer or not.
You know, and isn't that very foretelling on what we were facing, and the road we were walking down? Of course, and keep in mind, folks, it's just not Hillary Clinton. Ballot initiative is the main that was defeated. Nevada appeared to pass, but appears it was such a poor piece of a legislation that they can't figure out what to do with it.
Well, you know, what they can't figure out is because they're not allowed, I think, in Nevada to use the federal one. They have to use the state one, right?
Right.
So what is that going to do? Nevada's not the only state that does it that way. Doesn't that sort of put a chill on the whole idea of riding in somewhere and dropping a couple of million and bringing in a bunch of people to go take a, you know, go get put together a petition? Doesn't that sort of put the chill on something like that to get out there, pass it, and then find out we can't even implement it?
Exactly. It does, certainly in that case. And that tells you, you know, who are pushing these initiatives. But they figured out a plan. I mean, they figured out a way. They realize that they can't beat us at the ballot box with the people we're putting in office. But they can get ballot initiatives where they can brainwash people or disseminate misinformation where people don't understand. And because there's not a clear understanding of what would happen, a lot of people stayed home. Or they simply voted the wrong way because they've been getting lied to for so long.
Are they trying to push this down in Vermont? Are they trying to go for that in Vermont?
You know what? I don't know how they would do that in Vermont. But I thought I read an article that they were, but I'm not sure. Geez, when you start messing with New Hampshire and Vermont.
Vermont doesn't have any state gun control law at all.
No, they don't.
Yeah, that I don't think that's going to play very well there, because I know they're pretty liberal there, but they're also pretty liking their guns there. It's a very interesting dynamic to look at.
And that's what was so great about West Virginia when they got constitutional carry. Constitutional carry was nothing they were even discussing or really planning. But then all of a sudden, somebody decided to run some restrictive gun bills and anti-gun bills. And they said, well, you know what? You want to do that? We're just going to have constitutional carry. And that passed just that way, that quick.
Do you think that if we get a reciprocity, if we get Hudson's bill, for example, would that be, now Hudson's bill is not perfect, right? But would this be the setup? Would this be possibly a springboard just to look for nationwide permitless carry?
Well, you know, and I think it will. I think that was an astute observation on your part. I think that it has the ability to do that because as soon as people started reading that bill, that was the next thing out of people's mouths. Hey, wait a minute. You know, we should have constitutional carry or permitless carry everywhere in the United States. And it makes sense because you know what? If I'm a convicted felon or I'm under a disability for whatever reason, I know I'm under a disability, so I can't have a gun. And if I do, I'm a felon and I go to jail. So why do you have to prove that the negative for somebody, a good person, that you can own a gun? You know you're not. And if you do, you're simply breaking the law. And that's why constitutional carry works in all these other states. If you're under disability and you can't own a firearm and you can't carry a firearm, well, then you don't because the law is there and you're a felon. But if you're a law-abiding citizen, there should be no negative consequences, and there aren't. And that's the perfect thing about permitless carry or constitutional carry. You're not punishing the good people. And that's what the progressives and that's what the anti-gun people always try to do is punish the good people for that small, small percentage of bad, evil people that you can't legislate against. And they're up against that, and that's why they shake their heads and, well, you know, if it can just save one life. Well, excuse me, President Obama, you never saved anybody's life.
Yeah, I can't ever figure out which lives get saved by gun control.
Right.
We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I've got an interesting dynamic to point out to you to see what your take is on it. Maloney for NRA.com. That website will be in the show notes tonight on the for the podcast. Go there. Give your endorsement. SecondCallDefense.org. Now, this is something that is a totally different animal altogether. On the one hand, we're trying to endorse the boss, but the boss provides a service that nobody else does, and it's the kind of service you can't provide yourself. I don't care how good of a pistolero you are. I don't care how many people you can take in a gunfight. After that's done, things change, and they change forever, even if you are victorious. Better to be victorious and be free than to be victorious and go to jail, and that's what Second Call Defense provides for you. We'll be right back. My guest is Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on dot-com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Yes, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed, you are. Joining me again from Second Call Defense is CEO and founder Sean Maloney. Now, I know you know about the Fort Lauderdale shooter, right? The Fort Lauderdale airport shooter.
Yes, it screwed up my travel plans.
Yes, and I seriously believe he shouldn't have been allowed to have a gun in the first place. With all of his baggage that he had, you know, you go to the FBI and say, "I'm hearing the voices." Wouldn't you think they would say, "Huh?"
Well, you know, you would think, and that's why, and it appears that they're not communicating with each other anymore. That was part of what caused 9/11. And yeah. So the CIA is not talking to the FBI, but go ahead.
So he was able to get a gun. He didn't show up on any background check. Okay, fine. Background checks failed in this particular case, sort of like with Dylann Roof. So now I open the show with this cat out of Maryland who is a convicted felon, who had 15 guns in the house, and he opened fire in the house because somebody started eating his grilled cheese sandwich.
Must have been a good one.
Must have been a good one. So, I mean, looking at this, where is the case to be made for what the good of a background check?
It is a fallacy. Folks, let me tell you something. If you've never been convicted of a crime, you're not in the system, you've never been adjudicated as mentally deficient for whatever reason, whether you are or not, you're not going to show up. And I always say placing somebody under a firearms disability and saying you can't own a gun, you can't use a gun, you can't touch a gun is like putting a no-gun sign on a door. If he wants a gun, wants to carry a gun, wants to have guns, with 400 million guns in America, you're not going to stop them. With criminals who steal for a living and who burglarize, they're going to get guns anywhere they want to go. Criminals know criminals, they're going to get their firearms. So really, they absolutely have no impact unless you've already been in the system. unless you've been adjudicated mentally deficient. But that doesn't, that's not the be all end all for someone to have take possession of a firearm. Bad people do bad things and they break laws all the time.
So, with all of these guys that are out there, I mean, right now you've got Glaze and some guy named Igor that's out there talking about legally obtained guns now. And, you know, everywhere we look, you know, the gun-free zone, that it's never about the gun-free zone. It's never about that. You know, they're looking at Florida right now. They're talking about the Pulse Club, and they're talking about the airport, which were both gun-free zones. Then you're looking at this cat that's a 15. He's a felon. He's been convicted of felony assault. He's got 15 guns. Then you look at Chicago, 762 homicides. Some of them the most heinous homicides out there. Hey, your dad's a gang member. Come on here in this little alley, little boy. How old are you? 6'7"? Let me put a couple in your chest. That'll show them OG style, yo. That kind of thing is happening all over the place in gun-free zones where they got all kinds of gun control. Are we beginning to see a little bit of a backlash now in these areas like this where this stupidity is allowed to go along?
Well, I think without a doubt. The bad people now recognize more than ever the meaning of a gun-free zone and the fact that us good guys, you know, abide by laws and we don't carry any gun-free zones. And then, you know, in Chicago, enforce the laws in Chicago. You know, geez, if you, all the shootings that are going on, all the deaths that happen on a daily basis, you know, and they're probably overwhelmed. They probably can't do a proper investigation of all these things. But you know what? If you're in these delineated areas, and they're defined areas, there's a, you know, you can always tell where bad things happen. Well, you know what? You put a precinct in there. You put a police station, and you know what? You have a huge presence. And if you show people that we're serious about protecting human life and you're serious about that, you know, if you commit a crime, you're going to do time. But unfortunately, over and over and over again in America, recidivism, take the bad guys and put them back where they belong, and these crimes are going to go away.
Well, I mean, in Chicago, one thing they keep pointing out is I think it's out of 90 municipalities, they come in 90th when it comes to gun charges.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're not even, it's like they're not even trying.
They're not trying at all. And I know, I don't know why they're not doing that. And if you look at Obama, you know, he has pardoned more people than probably all the past presidents ever has. Look at who he's pardoning. He's pardoning convicted felons that got in jail for many, many years because they used a firearm. Mr. Obama is letting people out of jail in droves who committed their crimes and used a firearm to get the job done. But he's also the same guy that is making the world an unsafe place by releasing terrorists over and over and over again. So he's letting all the convicted felons with firearms out to make America less safe, and he's making the world less safe by letting terrorists out of Gitmo.
Right. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Now, I think hopefully Chicago will sit back. And I saw this Catholic priest that got out there and said, I hope to God that Trump doesn't come in with the federal forces to help us here because that's the wrong kind of help. What an idiot. How does that guy get that much airtime?
It's the wrong message. Well, what kind of message do you want to send? And the sad part is, the mothers and fathers wanted to stop. The good people in Chicago wanted to stop. The people caught up in this mess wanted to stop. They're crying out for help. And even in his own hometown, our president hasn't been there.
Well, now his new hometown is the walled old mansion in D.C. He's, you know, not can't have a wall on the border, but we're going to have one around Shea Obama. So
yeah, and talk about a narcissistic fool. So he's, you know, gonna still be involved in politics because, you know what, Bill? God, we need him. We can't have another 4-year term, but we need him.
Well, you know, that's, I'm glad he thinks so. Somebody, I'm sure somebody out there does. I think what he has done, I'm thoroughly enjoying it because no matter how angry they get, no matter how much vengeance they have, there's certain things they're not going to be able to overcome for quite some time, like demographics. And where everybody is. And I guess they're going to have to decide, okay, we've got to get liberals out there into the flyover country. Which one of you are going to volunteer to leave Manhattan?
Well, you know, what's interesting, and nobody's been talking a whole lot, at least that I've heard, is, you know, you had the blue wall. Trump has redefined how you win the presidency in the United States.
Right.
And it was a pretty set plan for him. Those guys are pretty smart. There's a reason to be in Michigan. There's a reason to be in Pennsylvania. There's still a lot of people outside of the city centers, outside in Pennsylvania, outside of Erie, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Harrisburg. There's a lot of people in there. When I drove to Virginia a couple months ago, I drove through Pennsylvania. I never saw a Hillary Clinton sign anywhere. All the way through the country, the countryside, you know, nothing but Trump, Trump, Trump. And well, that's what won Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see who they decide to field the next time. That'll be quite amusing, just like it was amusing to see all these a sitting senator testify against Sessions. Good luck with all of that. You guys lost, and you guys are stoned. You're being stoned to death under your own weight. That's cool. Now, Maloney for NRA.com. Go there. Give the man your resounding endorsement. If you haven't done it yet, you need to be a member of Second Call Defense.
You know, contact me, get on Facebook, write your endorsement, whatever it is, and I'll make sure it gets in the right spot. Get up there and read the endorsements that are already. They're just starting all to come in now, so they're getting posted, and there'll be a lot more probably come Monday on the endorsement page, and whatever that special thing is that you and I are going to do together, that'll be someplace. You know, yep. I have my own idea, and I'm sure after our conference call we'll have a good handle on it. But, you know, I wish I didn't have to take time out of my day to run for another term and I could just do what I do, but,
don't
you know, I have to do this. So
don't worry about that. I prefer that you run and get it. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me again. Stay safe, right, Everybody.
Hour 3 coming up.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.